and others' lives.
在教会里面，我们要触动彼此的生命。
With love.
用爱。
And this is a powerful witness to the world around us that needs loving community.
那这就做了一个很好的见证，为这个世界寻找一些有爱的一个这个世界。
Last Sunday, Pastor John Forrester shared about how Jesus touched the life of an outsider, Zacchaeus.
那上个礼拜天的时候 ，John Forrester 牧师他跟我们分享了耶稣如何触动了一个局外人的一个人的生命。那个人是撒该。
Jesus took away Zacchaeus' shame by inviting himself over to share a meal in Zacchaeus' home.
那耶稣邀请他自己到了撒该家里吃晚餐，就是挪去了撒该的羞辱。
Zacchaeus' heart was changed by this invitation.
撒该他的心就因为这个机遇就改变了。
And his life was transformed.
他的生命也被改变了。
Because Jesus touched him in a very personal way.
因为耶稣他很亲密地触碰了他。
When Jesus ascended to heaven, he sent out his church and entrusted to us the mission of sharing his good news with all people groups.
当耶稣升天的时候，他差遣了他的教会，差遣了我们这个使命，要来跟全世界的人宣扬这个好消息。
No one is to be an outsider to us.
没有人对我们来说是外人。
Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
主耶稣说，去使万民做你的门徒。
But in what manner are we supposed to do that?
可是我们到底是如何来做这件事呢？
The book of Acts gives us concrete examples of how the apostles, especially Paul, carried out this mission.
那使徒行传里面就记载着很多具体的例子，来看这些使徒，尤其是保罗，是如何来达成这个任务的。
So this morning we will look at how Paul brought the good news of Jesus to an unreached continent.
所以今天早上我们要看保罗如何把好消息，耶稣的好消息传到一个从来没有人去过的一个地方。
And we will see how the Holy Spirit led Paul and his team to touch lives in this new territory.
那我们会看到圣灵如何带领保罗还有他的团队触动这个新的领域的人的生命。
We will see that if we are to touch lives, then we need to be open to people who are different than ourselves.
我们会看到如果我们自己想要触动别人的生命的话，我们需要敞开我们的心来接受那些不一样的人。
And we need to be attentive to how God works uniquely in them.
我们也要很关注神是如何在他们里面动工。
So let us now turn to the Word of God to read this story.
所以现在我们要来看神的记载的这件事。
But first, let's bow and ask the Holy Spirit to teach us.
可是之前我们先低头祷告，请圣灵带领我们。
Holy Spirit, we thank you that you have inspired the words of Scripture.
圣灵啊，我们感谢你启发了这些记载章节的事。
Father, we thank you that you have given us this gift of your word.
神啊，我们谢谢你给我们这个礼物，你所说的道。
Jesus, we thank you that we see you in your word.
主耶稣啊，我们谢谢你，我们能透过这些道看见你。
And we ask that you would help us to know you better as we look into your word this morning.
我们也希望我们能够更认识你，当我们今天看这些道的时候。
In your name, Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣你的名。
Amen. Now, before we read the scripture, I would just like to clarify one place name.
所以，在我们读这个经节之前，我想要跟大家讲明白一件事。
You'll hear about the province of Asia.
你会读到亚细亚大陆。
Now this is not referring to the continent of Asia.
可这不是代表亚洲大陆。
The area called Asia was only a small district in what is now part of Turkey.
这个章节里面的亚细亚只是在讲现在土耳其的一个小地带。
And the good news of Jesus had already begun to spread far to the east in what we now call the continent of Asia.
耶稣的好消息已经传开来到了我们现在知道的亚洲大陆。
But now let us hear Acts chapter 16 verses 6 to 15.
所以我们现在来看使徒行传16章6到15节。使徒行传16章6到15节。圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过佛吕加、加拉太一带地方。 到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往皮推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许，他们就越过美西亚下到特罗亚去。在夜间有异象与保罗，有一个马其顿人站着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我们。保罗既看见这异象，我们随即想往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。于是从特罗西亚开船，一直行到撒姆特拉，第二天到了尼亚波特，从那里来到了腓利比，就是马其顿这一方的头一个城，也是罗马的住房城。我们在这里住了几天，当安息日我们出城门到了河边，知道那里有一个祷告的地方，我们就坐下来对那聚会的妇女讲道。有一个卖紫色布匹的妇人，名叫吕迪亚，是推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。他听见了主，就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。他和他一家既领了洗，便求我们说，你们若以为我是真信主的，请你到我家里来住。于是强留我们。这是神的话。
Thank you, Katie. Our passage begins with what was probably a very frustrating experience for Paul and his team.
那这个经文一开始我们看到的可能是保罗跟他团队一个很挫折的事。
Everywhere they went, the Spirit of God told them to keep moving.
不管去到了哪里，圣灵叫他们继续走。
And to not stop and share the gospel there.
也禁止他们在那边讲道，也不要分享好消息。
Can you imagine that?
你能够想象吗？
They had been clearly sent out by God to do this sort of ministry.
他们是被神差遣来做这个使命的。
But God kept saying, not here.Wait a little longer.
可是神一再跟他们说，不是在这里，再等一下。
This went on and on until they had traveled by foot for roughly 600 kilometers.
就这样的一直持续下去，直到他们能够步行走了600公里。
That would be like us walking from Vancouver to Salem, Oregon.
就好比我们现在从温哥华走到Oregon。
Passing by Seattle, Portland, and all the other cities and towns in between.
走过了西雅图，也走过了 Portland.
Without stopping to do what we thought we had been asked to do.
就一直走，也不停下来做我们以为被差遣要做的事。
Paul and his team must have been perplexed.
保罗跟他的团队一定觉得很挫折。
And even frustrated.
也许很沮丧。
But they obeyed the Holy Spirit.
可是他们还是听了圣灵的话。
And waited until he said the place and the time were right.
直到圣灵跟他们说时间跟地点到了。
God was teaching Paul one of the hardest lessons of life, to wait.
神是在教导保罗一个生命中最难学的一个课程，就是等待。
Touching lives sometimes means waiting.
触动生命的意思有时候是指要去等。
We certainly can't accomplish anything meaningful if we rush ahead of God.
如果我们赶在神的面前赶着做一些事，我们没办法完成有效的完成他的任务的。
How often do we plan activities and even church programs without first asking God to lead us?
我们是不是时常就在问神他的意愿是什么的之前就办了一堆活动一堆事呢？
And then waiting until he does so.
我们应该等直到他有行动。
We need to wait and listen for the Spirit's still soft voice.
我们需要去等，然后去等着听圣灵的声音。
So Paul and his team waited.
所以保罗跟他的团队就等了。
They listened for the Spirit to tell them how and when and even where to touch lives.
他们等着听圣灵跟他们说怎么去什么时候然后去哪里去触动这些生命。
And then, when the Spirit directed, they obeyed immediately.
然后当圣灵一有指示他们马上就行动了。
We read in verse 10 that after Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once.
我们第十节看到保罗既看见这异象，就随即往马其顿去。
They took action immediately.
他们是立刻有行动。
This probably required doing many practical things to arrange for their journey.
这其中可能包含很多繁琐的事。
They needed to secure travel arrangements by boat.
可能要买一些船票，安排行程。
And perhaps find supplies.
还要找一些资源。
Maybe they needed to find a dictionary that taught them the Macedonian language.
也许要找一个字典，因为他们不会说那个语言。
In any case, they immediately obeyed.
不管怎么样，他们立刻就有行动了。
And took action to fulfill God's calling.
马上顺服来服从神的呼召。
They had listened to the Spirit.
他们听了圣灵。
And now they were ready to touch lives with the gospel.
那他们现在就预备好要来用福音来触动生命。
When they arrived in Macedonia, they stepped into an entirely new culture.
当他们到了马其顿，他们是进入到一个完全不一样的文化。
The Holy Spirit was leading them to step out of familiar surroundings.
这个圣灵带领他们跨到一个不熟悉的环境。
Paul had spent all of his life in what is now Turkey and the Middle East.
保罗一生都在土耳其，我们现在知道中东的一带。
Now he was stepping into Europe for the first time.
现在他要第一次到欧洲去了。
But it wasn't just a new continent.
可这不是只是跨过一个大陆。
It was a new situation, culturally, religiously, and politically.
是一个文化跟一个政治上完全不一样的地方。
As Paul and his team came to Philippi, they were entering into a little Rome.
当保罗跟他团队到了腓立比这个地方，他们到的是小罗马。
A Roman colony built largely for retired Roman soldiers.
是一个罗马他们的领地，是给军人们驻守的一个地方。
They might have wondered if any of these soldiers had been stationed in Jerusalem during the crucifixion of Jesus.
也许他们会怀疑说，这些军人是不是也在耶稣钉十字架的时候也被差遣过去的？
The Holy Spirit had led them straight into what seemed like enemy territory.
圣灵好像把他们带到了敌人的领域去。
Up to this time, Paul's usual method of evangelism was to go first to the local Jewish synagogue and look for an invitation to teach.
直到现在，保罗传福音的方法是到当地的一个犹太人的会堂，然后希望受邀能够来讲道。
But in this Roman colony, there was no Jewish synagogue.
可在这个罗马人的领地，没有犹太的会堂啊。
What was Paul to do?
保罗怎么办？
Eventually, they found a group gathered outside the city on the riverbank.
他们最后发现了一个在城市外面在河边聚会的一群人。
Praying to the one true God.
跟唯一真神祷告。
But these worshippers were not Jews.
可是这些敬拜的人并不是犹太人
and they weren't men.
也不是男人
Jewish tradition stated that if there were even 10 Jewish men in a town, they could start a synagogue.
那当时犹太人的传统是，如果有十个以上的犹太男人聚在一个城市，他们就可以开创一个会堂。
So it seems that there weren't even 10 Jewish men in the area of Philippi.
所以我们可以推测说，在腓立比连十个犹太男人都没有。
We only read of women gathering to pray.
我们只有读到说女人们聚在一起。
And these women weren't even fully Jewish.
那这些妇女们也不是犹太人。
Lydia is described as a worshipper of God.
这个吕底亚被形容是一个素来敬拜神的人。
Or in other translations, as a God-fearer.
是一个，或者是其他的翻译说是敬畏神的人。
This is a term that was used to describe Gentiles, non-Jews, who had come to believe in the Jewish God.
这是用来形容一些非犹太人，他们后来能够认识神的形容词。
But they had not taken all the ritual steps to become officially Jewish.
他们并没有采取一些传统的一些礼仪上的习俗，能够正式成为犹太人。
Now Paul was accustomed to going to the synagogue and reasoning with the most educated men, proving to them that Jesus was their Messiah.
那保罗的习惯就是到了会堂，然后跟那会堂里面最聪明的、最有高知识的一些男子们讨论， 辩论，然后证明给他们看说耶稣是真神。
He was on totally new ground here.
那他现在就完全不能够用这个方法了。
God had sent him a vision of a Macedonian man.
神给他的意象是一个马其顿的男子。
But here he found only women.
可是在这里他只看到了妇女。
But just as Jesus had no problem teaching women, Paul did not let these differences stop him either.
可是就像耶稣，他完全，他很接受能够教导妇女，保罗也是很能够接受这件事的。
He and his team sat down by the riverbank and worshiped God with these women.
他跟他的团队就坐在河岸边，跟这些妇女们一起敬拜神。
Most Jews would have found this scandalous.
很多犹太人当时可能会以为很有争议性。
But Paul had listened when the Spirit sent him to Macedonia.
可是当圣灵差遣保罗去马其顿的时候，保罗听了。
And now he listened when the Spirit told him to give up his prejudices.
所以当圣灵叫他要抛开这些偏见的时候，他也服从了。
And to worship God with people different from himself.
然后要来跟这些跟自己很不一样的人一起敬拜神。
And the result was the first church in Europe.
那这件事的结果就是欧洲的第一个教会。
To touch lives, we need to listen to the Holy Spirit.
要触动生命，我们必须要来倾听圣灵。
We need to step out of what is familiar and comfortable to us.
我们要踏出我们所熟悉的环境。
We need to surrender our prejudice.
我们要撇下我们的偏见。
And let God change our expectations.
然后让神能够改变我们这些期望。
Finally, to touch lives, we need to cooperate with what God is already doing in other people's hearts.
最后一点，我们要触动生命，我们必须能够配合神已经在别人生命中所做的事。
It is not enough to just pay attention to what God says to us.
我们光是注意神跟我们说的话是不够的。
He is also at work in others.
他也在跟别人说话。
As Henry Blackaby has said, we need to watch and see where God is at work.
就像 Henry Blackaby 说的，我们必须看神在哪里工作。
And then join him there.
然后加入他。
He is usually working in and through other people long before we arrive on the scene.
通常在我们加入之前，他已经在做了很久的工。
This includes people who have not yet come to know Jesus personally.
那这包含还不认识神的人。
We read in the next chapter of Acts that God arranges people's lives so that they will seek him.
我们在接下来的《使徒行传》的那一章节看到神，他已经安排了人的生命，所以他们能够来寻找他。
And this was certainly true of Lydia.
那这对吕底嘉来说是真的。
When Paul came along, she had already become a worshiper of God.
当保罗跟他碰面的时候，他已经是一个敬拜神的人。
Even though she was not born Jewish,
虽然他并不是出生就是犹太人。
How this happened, we don't know.
这是怎么发生的，我们也不知道。
But we do know that in her home city of Thyatira, there was a large Jewish population.
可是我们知道，在他的家乡有一个庞大的犹太人口。
Perhaps she had come to know some Jewish people and asked about their God.
也许他认识了一些犹太人，然后问了他们有关神的事。
And now that she was in Philippi to do business, she took initiative to worship the true God.
那他现在在腓立比工作，他就主动的出来敬拜神。
Even if the only place she could do so was on the riverbank.
即使他能唯一能够让他这么做的是在河岸边。
God had been at work in her heart and life for some time.
神在他的生命里已经做了很久的工。
And God led Lydia and Paul to the same riverbank.
神也带领了吕底亚和保罗到了同样的河岸边。
And as Paul shared the good news of Jesus, we read that the Lord opened her heart to respond.
所以当保罗在跟他分享好消息的时候，我们看到神打开了吕底亚的心。
It is only God who can turn our hearts to be responsive to Him.
只有神能够开导我们的心，能够对他有所回应。
He had already been at work in Lydia's heart, preparing her for this meeting with Paul.
他早就在吕底亚的心里预备他，准备他能够接受保罗的话。
And yet, Lydia still had a responsibility to respond.
可是吕底亚还是有一个责任要来回应的。
So she believed, was baptized, and immediately offered the gift of Christian hospitality.
所以她信了，她领了洗，然后马上奉献出一个礼物，就是我们当一个基督徒的一个热情，然后接待保罗和他的团队。
And in doing so, this Gentile woman started the first Christian church of Europe.
那当她这么做的时候，这个非犹太人的这个女人就开创了欧洲的第一个教会。
God was at work, and Lydia responded.
神在动工，那吕底亚也有了回应。
And Paul had been faithful to share the message of salvation.
那保罗也很顺服地分享了救赎的这个消息。
So we see three persons working in cooperation.
所以我们看到了三个人的配合。
God initiated.
神开创了。
Paul shared the gospel.
保罗分享福音。
And Lydia responded.
那吕底亚有回应。
This is good news.
这是一个好消息。
The gospel does not depend on you or I.
神的福音不是只靠你或我。
To share the gospel effectively, we listen to the Spirit.
要能有效地分享福音，我们要听圣灵。
We look to see where God is at work.
我们要看神在哪里动工。
And we simply join Him there.
然后再去那里加入他。
And when people choose to respond from the heart, God will transform their lives.
然后当人们能够接受神的话，神就能够转变他们的生命。
Knowing God, touching lives.
认识神，触动生命。
None of it is up to us.
不是我们能决定的。
But God will use us as His instruments if we listen for His Spirit.
可是神会利用我们当他的器皿，如果我们听他的灵。
Step out of our comfort zones.
走出我们熟悉的环境。
And cooperate with Him where He is already at work.
配合他，加入在他已经在动工的地方。
And He will change hearts.
他就会转变生命。
Our church's mission is knowing God, touching lives.
我们教会的使命就是认识神，触动生命。
We can only touch lives as we learn to listen to God's voice and watch for His activity.
我们能够触动生命，一定要能够关注神在做了什么事。
Touching lives begins with listening.
触动生命的开始就是倾听。
Watching.
观看。
And responding to God.
然后对神有回应。
Let's sing a song in closing, asking God to help us to listen, watch, and respond to Him.
我们接下来用诗歌来回应，来教导我们如何倾听、观看跟回应。
Open my eyes that I may see.